you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
In depth, Japanese, German car makers lose ground in China after falling behind on EVs. Published in Caixin Global on February 17, 2023. Written by Guo Yingzhe and Yu Cong. Read to you by Cliff Larson. January turned out to be a bad month for Japanese car sales in China. For Nissan Motor Company Limited, Japan's third largest automaker, sales in China plunged 64.4% year-on-year. Japan's number two automaker, Honda Motor Company Limited, did slightly better in the month, with its sales in China falling 56.2% from the previous year. They weren't the only automakers to feel pain. After the government did away with long-running tax break and subsidy policy for electric vehicles, EVs, at the end of last year, some industry watchers suspect the change caused customers who would have bought a car in January to move up their purchases to the end of last year. Nonetheless, the two Japanese firms suffered much deeper sales drops than the China auto market as a whole, where total passenger vehicle sales in January were down 37.9% from the previous year. Nissan and Honda's poor monthly showing is just the latest bit of bad news for foreign automakers in the world's largest car market, where German manufacturers are also stumbling. Firms from the two major car-making economies have taken sizable shares of the Chinese market since the government partially opened the industry to foreign capital in the 1980s. But more recently, their hold has been slipping. Including their joint ventures, JVs, in China, Japanese and German companies controlled 21% and 19.9% of the domestic market in 2022, down from 22.3% and 22.6% respectively the previous year, according to data from the China Passenger Car Association, CPCA, an industry group. Over the same period, domestic automakers' share of the market rose to 47.2% from 41.2%. Dongfeng, Nissan passenger vehicle, Nissan's JV in China, held 4.4% of China's passenger car market by retail sales in 2022, down from 5.6% a year earlier, according to CPCA data. In the case of Toyota Motor Company, Japan's largest automaker, its two Chinese JVs controlled a combined 8.6% of the market compared with 9.8% a year earlier. Germany's largest automaker, Volkswagen AG, also lost ground in China last year as the market share of its two local JVs fell to 14.8% from 16% in 2021, according to the CPCA. Foreign automakers have fared worse in China as sales of electric vehicles and hybrid electric vehicles have taken more of the market. In 2022, retail sales of conventional petrol power vehicles fell 13%. While sales of new energy vehicles, that's NEVs, an umbrella term in China, which includes EVs, hybrid, and hydrogen fuel cell vehicles, surged 89%. That helped push NEV's shares of Chinese car market up to 25.6% last year, from 13.4% in 2021, according to data from China Association of Automobile Manufacturers, a state-backed industry group. This tectonic shift is something that the Chinese automakers have been well-positioned to capitalize on thanks to their early jump into EVs, their ability to beat foreign automakers on price, and their proximity to suppliers of some of the leading battery tech and vehicle software in the business. Head start. Compared with major US, German, and Japanese automakers, Chinese companies were much faster off the starting line to develop EVs. One example is Shenzhen-based BYD Company Limited. After pioneering then-startup Tesla Inc. started selling EVs in 2008, the Chinese automaker created its own EV strategy in the early 2010s, first producing electric buses before unveiling passenger hybrid vehicles. Once BYD started making pure electric vehicles in about 2011, it started to scale back production on models that run on petrol. From 2018 to 2022, BYD's conventional vehicle sales plunged from roughly 272,000 cars a year to about 5,000, while its EV and hybrid vehicle sales skyrocketed from about 247,000 to more than 1.9 million. From 2017 to 2019, Chinese upstarts XPeng Incorporated, NIO Incorporated, and Li Auto Inc. began mass producing EVs. Traditional state-owned car makers soon followed, stepping up investment in the business. Some Japanese and German firms, however, didn't enter the Chinese EV market until 2021, by which time the end was in sight for much of the generous financial support Beijing had extended to the industry. And by then, well, they had spent years on the sidelines watching their Chinese competitors grab more of the rapidly growing market. In March that year, Volkswagen unveiled its first EV model in China, the ID.4. The company had forecast EV sales of 80,000 to 100,000 for the year, but only managed about 70,000. Japanese automakers have been slower off the mark. They had focused on hybrid vehicles, only to find that they were falling behind Tesla and BYD. It wasn't until 2022 that Toyota, Honda, and Nissan began selling their first pure EV models in China. Of the top 15 NEV makers by sales in China last year, not a single one was Japanese. In the lead on price. In China's car market, consumers have long favored foreign brands and have been willing to pay more for the privilege. But in the EV market, domestic automakers have managed to hold customer interest, according to a report last year from McKinsey & Company, Inc., a consultancy. Price is a factor. Compared with Volkswagen's ID.4, BYD's Song line of EVs offer drivers a vehicle of similar quality at 75% of the price, prompting many to choose the Chinese brand over the German automaker, a Volkswagen sales representative told Caixin. Chinese EV makers keep their prices low because they're chasing market share at the expense of profit, says Guo Min, an auto analyst at UBS Group. This shows up in the bottom lines of many Chinese automakers. Companies like XPeng and NIO have yet to report a net profit. They also get government help. Automobile production in China is still supported by government subsidies on electricity and land use, among others, which help them keep their costs down, Sigdam Seret, an analyst at Fitch Ratings, told Caixin. German automakers would have a hard time selling a car below cost because of the damage it would do to their stock and their bond prices, says Zhuo Ran, a manager at EFS, a vehicle consultancy based in Austria. In the luxury segment, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Audi still dominate, holding 75% of the market, but Chinese brands are making inroads. Lots of consumers have turned from German luxury vehicles to Chinese brands because of their cost-effectiveness, better self-driving technology, and smart operating system. Zhuo Guansong, a partner of McKinsey, said in a press release when the report was published. BYD has made a move on the high-end market. In November, it unveiled a premium EV line called Yangwang. Racing ahead on tech. Before EVs broke into the mainstream, foreign automakers held an advantage in technologies tied to conventionally powered vehicles, like engines and transmissions. That helped them maintain an edge in quality over most vehicles produced by their Chinese competitors. For the EV market, this is no longer true. Take batteries, for example. In the first 11 months of 2022, BYD and another Chinese company, Contemporary Amperex Technology Company Limited, were the top two EV battery makers in the world, as measured by how many of their products were installed in vehicles, according to data from the SNE Research, a market intelligence provider. One sign of their quality is their adoption abroad. Chinese battery makers don't just supply domestic car makers, but global giants, such as Tesla as well. To some extent, products and services offered by domestic auto suppliers are better than their U.S. and European competitors, as the Chinese EV market is the largest in the world and is highly competitive, an industry insider familiar with vehicle supply chains said. Last year, Volkswagen began to adapt an autonomous driving system produced by Chinese firm Horizon Robotics to its EVs. Horizon Vice President Zhang Yufeng said it takes 7 to 10 months for his company to develop a self-driving system and deliver it to an automaker, while it takes about 2 years for a foreign firm to do so. Japanese and German car makers have begun to work more closely with the Chinese industrial chain and have stepped up investment in the country. In December, Horizon and Dongfeng Nissan reached an agreement to install the former's chips and software into Nissan electric vehicles. In June, BMW began building a 15 billion yuan auto plant in Shenyang, northeast China's Liaoning province. The factory will make both electric and conventionally powered vehicles, but will be able to produce EVs exclusively in the future if the demand is there, BMW said. Foreign car makers eyeing the market will have an opportunity to catch up when Chinese consumers start to replace their first round of EVs with new cars, according to one vehicle insurance manager who has worked in the industry for over 10 years. German firms have an advantage in car-making technology, but have not yet put much effort into selling EVs, the person said. You've been listening to In Depth: Japanese-German Carmakers Lose Ground in China After Falling Behind on EVs, published on February 17, 2023 in Caixin Global, written by Guo Yingzhe and Yu Cong, read to you by Cliff Larson.